Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, does eating in bed annoy you? Well, there's an article in The Guardian today which asks the question of whether it is okay to eat in bed and if you can ask your partner to stop doing it and ban it altogether. So, do the crumbs drive you crackers, or do you think breakfast in bed is romantic and reasonable? Well, Dr. Eva Orsmond joins us now to tell us her thoughts on this. You're very welcome, Eva, as always, to the programme this evening. Where do you stand on this, or indeed, where do you lie?
Thanks for having me, Sarah. I'm a bit laughing here because I think it's obvious that we shouldn't be eating in bed. And of course, you should be able to tell your partner to stop immediately for a number of reasons. Number one, I find it, disgusting to the idea of having any food leftovers in the bed. I'm a clean freak before anything else. And I think it's important that we sleep in a clean bed. But that aside, I think we should always eat with mind present in what we are doing. I'm not saying that I always do it myself, but that's the idea, the intention we should be. Because, when you're just eating like that, and most probably you will be watching television if you are in the bed, because why else would you be eating in bed? I don't want to think about other reasons.
I don't know what you're suggesting, Eva, but go on.
I am thinking different things here, which could be a good exercise as well. But that aside, we are here on a serious program now talking about food.
Well, it's become very unserious, I think, just in the last few seconds. I don't know what you both mean. Sorry, I don't know what you both mean. Could you fill us in?
No, we can't.
I wanted to ask you a question because from my perspective, right, I'm not going to say I rarely do it. I have toast and tea in bed almost every Saturday morning. And as a little treat to myself, if I'm home alone, I'll get into bed with a glass of wine and chocolate and read my book.
Sorry, Sarah, you're not talking about yourself there. You're reading this from the paper, are you?
No. This is me.
Sarah, no way.
As a little special treat, like a nice square of sea salt dark chocolate, Eva, you'd be delighted with me, and only half a glass, I promise, of red wine and a good book, and I'm home alone, and it is perfection.
Eva, it is grotesque,
okay,
isn't it?
Grotesque. Okay. No, hang on now. That could be allowed, the little glass of wine on your own on the evening. But now let's go into serious matter here. I think what we are talking here about people who actually regularly eat in bed and have this type of generally, mindless eating. You see people walking in a packet of crisps in their hand in shops, children in trolleys, having another, I don't want to say in brands, but glucosade, something high calorie drink in their other hand. This is the message that really we should be eating around the table. We should enjoy the food. We should put an effort in preparing the table, the food, and enjoy the company if you are lucky to have some to eat with. That's the idea of eating. Because, we are already living in, and we all know, and obviously I'm known for the fact that I always say that we are all the time putting on weight, and we have 67% of Irish population overweight, and figures are increasing every day. So if we don't put the effort and the mind into what we are eating, we consume more calories, we are eating things we shouldn't be eating.
Hold on, and this is a serious question. Who said mindful eating has to happen at the table?
Yes, right. Yeah, okay. This is now you're putting me in a spot here.
No, it's true, though, isn't it? And I'll go one step further, Eva. You'll be disgusted by this, but I know someone who swears by, you might laugh at this, a curry and a can every Saturday before they go to bed, in bed.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, but you know what, just the idea of the dirt alone, like it, you will drop something in the bed and no. Do you know what?
I wish it were me. It's not me, but I know this person and I don't know how we were talking about it, but he says he swears by a curry and a can.
A curry?
And a can.
Oh gosh, no. I mean, you know what?
Would you go to bed with that person, Eva? With that person, would you be able to stick them?
Now, this is too personal question.
Look, it's only myself and Sarah.
I think we need, this is a Friday afternoon, evening. I think we need to finish this.
Is it the can that put you off? I know. Serious question, yeah. I do, but go back to the question. Mindful eating can happen anywhere.
Of course. But I think this is what we're talking here. We're talking about overall, you're thinking about people watching television. It could be bed. It could be on the couch. Maybe it's more usually on the couch, having a slice of pizza in their hand and watching television. And it's one slice after another. And this type of, you know, this type of culture, this takeaway culture, eating on the go, that's what I'm talking about on a serious matter.
Okay. One person's texted to say half a glass of wine and one square of dark chocolate. Come on now, Sarah, don't make the rest of us feel like savages. Well, you see, the problem is I'm talking to Dr. Ava Orsman, so I just need to temper my revelations somewhat.
You're lying, basically.
Temper my revelations is a nicer way of saying that. All right, so I think we've got some good advice there, Ava, that all makes sense. And thank you very much for joining
us. Have a healthy weekend.
Healthy and mindful weekend, sitting at the table, eating our curries in our cans. Dr. Ava Orsman, thank you very much for joining us. 51551 for your texts.